You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here in hour number three in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, we cover down on all of the stuff. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, you know, normally I do not like to give any credibility to hacks who write hit pieces. All right? Just saying that right up front. I'll just lay that out. I'll put it on the table right up front. Hacks who write hit pieces designed for no other purpose except to try and embarrass, demean, or diminish the capabilities of someone who simply is differently aligned politically than what the person who wrote the article is. They deserve no credibility, no credence, generally speaking. There's kind of an old adage in politics, if you respond to what they say, then you're just dancing to their tune. But every once in a while, it gets to the point that you're like, man, you know what? Either A, they need to get punched in the mouth, or at the very least, someone needs to hear the other side of the story. Well, there's been a series of articles written by one of those hacks, Kyle Whitmire for AL.com. And I've been around Kyle once or twice, did not find him to be someone who could look you in the eye and really deal with issues. He likes to write very snide, kind of demeaning pieces. Well, he started writing one recently about John Wall. John, I've gotten to know John here in the last couple of years. John Wall is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, doing a great job as chairman, as far as I can tell, and comes from a very conservative perspective, a faith-based perspective, and is doing a good job at running the party. Why is this happening? Let's bring on John Wall right now, who's on the phone with us. I thought, you know what? I called him yesterday. I said, you know what? You want to tell your story? And he said, you know what? Let's do it. So right now, on the line, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. How you doing, John?
Oh, doing very well. And you know, I think the first thing to talk about here is this is unfortunately not anything new or anything that is has not been done to so many conservatives across the country, all the way from the president of the United States to anyone who's going to stand up for strong Republican godly principles.
Well, and that's true, and it's certainly nothing new for Kyle Whitmire. But let me just ask you this, John. Let's go ahead and back up and give the audience who may not have read any of his tripe. Let's give them just a taste of what it is. So, bottom line is, on voting day, most recently, you and members of your family went to vote. You didn't have your usual ID. You went back to your car. You got a photo ID issued by the auditor's office and presented that. And somebody at the polls took issue with it, even though it, according to the law, was a state-issued photo ID. And then what happened?
Well, I think the key there is, for me, there was no big deal made out of it. They sent a picture to the probate judge. Probate judge approved it. I voted no issue. There has been an issue with some of my family members for this cycle before, because I do have family members that belong to Anabaptist and Mennonite communities, both here in state and out of state. And you know, they're good people. They're hardworking. They're genuine. The kind of people who give you the shirts off their back. Unfortunately, my policies have made some Democrats angry, and that has gotten me some backlash and some attention. And that came with some of those family members being pushed not to vote.
Yeah. Okay. So the bottom line, though, is you have some folks in your family who don't like. It's not that they're violating. They don't like the idea of having to show a photo ID. It in some way violates their conscience or their the precepts of their faith, I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's a fairly common, within the Mennonite Anabaptist communities. That's a fairly common belief. It's a well-recognized one. I was doing some research as Kyle Whitmire was really, to be honest, just being cruel to them and the fact that they were different. I looked into some things. It's an interesting history in America. You know, America's been founded on this idea of religious liberty, and that even people who may not have the same beliefs that another person would. We respect it. But I was looking into some history. You know, Kyle Meyer is making this out to be some terrible, crazy thing. But there's some other people throughout American politics and American figures who have this same background, including Dwight Eisenhower. President of the United States was raised in the Mennonite community in Pennsylvania. There's a current congressman in Pennsylvania right now who was raised as an Old Order Amish. And my personal favorite, John Denver, one of my favorite musical artists. His grandparents were Mennonite. So it's not that it's that unusual. It's that we have a liberal media person who wants to belittle them and make them look weird. And to me, that's just that.
And but you know, so you and I talked offline. You actually asked Kyle Whitmer, why are you attacking my family? Because there's kind of an old rule in politics. Of course, it seemed to go out the door during the Trump era. But there's kind of an old rule in politics: deal with the person, leave the family alone. But he's decided that this is not about just you. He wants to go and attack and impugn the actual credibility and character of members of your family because of their belief systems. And you actually asked him, why are you doing this? What'd he say?
I did. I asked him, you know, why are you going after my family? Because like you said, this is not normal. You know, there's always been a certain amount of respect we give family members of an elected official, of a public figure. The media gives that respect. Other candidates, you know, opponents give that respect. But yeah, I asked him, you know, why are you going after my family? To which he answered, well, they are peculiar.
So, okay. Well, I guarantee you, if we dug around in his closet, we'd find some peculiarities.
I am sure that I am not the only person in the world with family members who may believe differently than I do.
No, absolutely. But you know what, though? The reality is this. There is nothing about what he's doing that's news. That's the thing, John. There's nothing about what he's doing that is newsworthy, if you will. He is trying to create a series of stories, to be honest. There's already been two out. Who knows what he's plotting? But the reality is he is already going after you by means of impugning your family, which is just low blow kind of stuff, and insulting them even when he talks to you about it, and indicating that he doesn't have any true reasons except that they're just peculiar. Let me ask you this. Why do you think this is being done? Because nothing happens without a reason. This is not an organic story. It's not newsworthy. It's not a headline item. It's a guy doing a hit piece or a hit series. Why do you think this is even happening?
Well, you know, I think we're unfortunately to a point in our country where anytime you stand up for what's right, you're going to get hit. And I've made no secret about it. You know, I supported our former president, President Donald Trump. In fact, my relationship with members of these communities that we're talking about, I actually worked with Donald Trump's Faith Coalition in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, where we encouraged members of these communities to get out and vote. It was incredibly important, those swing states where there's literally hundreds of thousands of Mennonites, Amish, Anabaptists. And I was part of that group and that organization. So I think it comes with that territory of, if you're going to stand up for stuff, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's opposing the Biden administration, whether it's fighting for school choice or opposing these socialist ideas that are being forced upon us, opposing vaccine mandates, opposing indoctrination of our children with, you know, this transgender education system that they're trying to force on us. I've been very vocal on those issues. I've been very out there. And you know, it makes sense that I become a target of this progressive idea that wants to remove anyone who's going to stand up and say no.
Well, and I agree with you. And I mean, I can say that all you had to do was what you did, which was stand on a stage with Donald Trump at the Coleman rally last year or so, and I could see that being enough for people like Whitmer to start writing about you, because that's how egregious some of his writings have become. They're tasteless, and the idea that he's going to attack your family because he disagrees with you, to me, is beyond the pale.
No, it really is. It really does make me sad. You know, I like to think that I dream of a time in America where I think we once were at one time, and I would like to get back there where we debate the issues.
Yeah.
And what would be best to help the American public. and not get stuck in these trashy, underhanded schemes. You know, I love to talk about how we can best help the people be successful and help spread these American values that we all care about.
So who's behind the story? I mean, is not Whitmire doing it on his own? I mean, what's the motive? Would you either is there somebody out there you think is in particular is targeting you? What do you think?
You know, I don't know. And I have tried to remain focused on these principles we're talking about, and helping win elections, and not taking my eyes off the goal here, which is federally taking back the House and the Senate, and then here in state winning every single election we can. So that's been my focus. I don't know exactly where these attacks might be coming from, who's behind it. But it's one of those things that it unfortunately does not surprise me because of the principles that I hold and fight for.
Well, all right. Listen, I appreciate it. You've been on the show several times. You are doing, as far as I can tell, you're doing a great job as chairman. But you also, even within the Republican Party, I would say that you are more conservative than most Republicans. And I, as this show appreciates that, I appreciate that. In the meantime, if something new comes up, and you want a chance to address it, we'll have you back on here, because hit pieces like this, they need to have the light of day shown on them, and people realize that it's more than just, oh, it's written in the paper, therefore it must be real. It's a hit piece. It's designed with purpose to demean, and that's exactly what's happening. John, thanks for your time.
Well, and one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, one thing I hope we've all learned. Final thought. Don't trust the media.
and oh, by the way,
except for Right Side Radio, we
thank
trust
you.
Them.
Thank you very much, except for Right Side Radio, and don't bother giving comment to Kyle Whitmire at any given time, right? Man, all right, John Wall, Chairman of Alabama Republican Party. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, always a pleasure to be on the show.
All right, man, we'll talk to you soon. All right, Boomer, tell you what, that's it. Move us to a break. We'll go from that right back into the Nord Stream just for a minute. And then we're going to switch gears and just point out some fallacies, some foibles, and some failings. Adventures in Woke World coming up soon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.